Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Want a story about a celebrity? This time, let's hold on the alcohol and maybe double up on the potty mouth.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John here with Jamie. I love the music theme this week.
Yeah, I mean, we could make an entire podcast out of this. There are so many stories of musicians getting in trouble. And, you know, we talked about it a little bit with the Randy Travis case, but everybody has their problems in their lives. But these people have the spotlight put on them. And here we are turning the spotlight up. Well, how dare we?
Yeah, I mean, Randy Travis, one of my favorite country music musicians of all time. Not going to lie, back in the day, your boy kind of liked some rap, and 50 Cent was one of those guys I would listen to, along with DMX and Nelly and some others. But 50 Cent, I mean, he's talked about getting shot before, so let's dig into that, right?
Yeah, this isn't that extreme as far as somebody getting shot. 50 Cent is actually named Curtis Jackson, and he was arrested during a Caribbean festival, not for assault, not for drugs, not for any gunshot. Go ahead.
If I had not researched this with you, this would have been a fun game of guess the crime. I would have never guessed this.
You never would have guessed that he was actually arrested for profanity. This happened less than 10 years ago, June 25th, 2016, at the St. Kitts Music Festival, where he performed for around 40,000 people.
This was wild. He was originally scheduled to not only host the event, but also he was asked to perform, and he obliged. He was singing his hit P-I-M-P, Pimp, and famously uttered the F word live on stage. So St. Kitts, not an American town. This profanity was actually illegal under the Small Charges Act. So illegal, go to jail illegal.
Go to jail illegal.
Tell me more.
Yeah, so local authorities had given him a clear warning before he took the stage. They asked for a clean version of his set, telling him he would be prosecuted with vulgarity, but he didn't have a clean version of this song, and the show went on, but the performance was as normal. The crowd was all into it. The DJ didn't mess with the track, so 50 Cent delivered the lyrics as they were written in full force. And that choice ended up having him being taken to the police station that night.
So backstage, officers were ready. They moved in. He was arrested. He was taken downtown, and he was booked and detained immediately after the performance. By court the next day, he'd pay the fine and would be released. He reportedly left the country shortly after, reportedly promising to leave that place to leave the MFers in the United States if he ever returned.
Yeah, to leave the MFers. So leave him saying that word in the United States if he ever came back. It may seem overblown, but profanity laws in St. Kitts are no joke. This count is considered a misdemeanor, and there's precedent there. You mentioned DMX. He faced a similar charge there in 2003 for indecent language during a performance. It's crazy how something as routine as lyrics can get you in trouble for these things. I mean, when I travel, I'm traveling soon, and I want to make sure I have the right documentation and I understand where we're going and what's expected. Not cussing would never enter my mind as a law. Again, they warned him before he went on stage, but I don't know. It doesn't seem crime worthy to me.
It doesn't. I don't think neither one of us would have anything to worry about, but what do they say over there if they stub their toe and they're not living right with the Lord? I mean, you could end up stubbing your toe and get arrested at the same time. Talk about a bad day. This is wild to me. I would love to do some deep dive into their crime statistics. Does this mean they have a lower crime rate, or are the cops there very busy with burglaries, thefts, and also this feels like a hall monitor in school. You said a bad word. Go with me.
Dude, you could just hang out at the right intersection, write tickets, and make a fortune getting people to pay those fines off. Just think if we find people for that in a big city. You traveled recently. I'm going to a big city soon. In traffic, people are screaming at each other. Your government would be the most wealthy government of all time if you fined people for cuss words in the United States.
Well, we are trillions of dollars in debt, so maybe there should be a new law on the books.
Let's get a start with that. But yeah, 50 Cent arrested, not for violence, not for getting shot, shooting anybody, just for saying a bad word. There was a lyric in a song that everybody knew.
Yeah, I bet the whole crowd sang it with them too. They should have arrested everybody.
I bet they did. That's a good point. They probably could have. Yeah. Just think about those fine fees.
Yeah.
Fine, they, like charge somebody, not have, fine. Okay. Would have made
lots of money that day.
That is 50 Cent. That's going to wrap up our music week here on True Crime to Go. But like I said, we could go for years on this with musicians and 50 Cent. We could probably do a couple more on him. But that's going to do it today for this crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.